Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Coach's Corner with Nathan Brown.
I'm intrigued about the topic for today.
I'm going to talk about Kyle Flanagan and I suppose the pressure on young halves and how difficult it is as a young half to be able to, I suppose, nail it in big games or get the recognition you probably deserve. And I don't have any relationship with Kyle Flanagan. I think I've said hello to him twice. I don't know his dad very well. We've said hello to each other probably on a handful of occasions after games. So I've got no agenda to drive here. I just, I'd like to say I understand why the Roosters are doing what they're doing because they've got two other halves there and they obviously deem, you know, young Walker, who many clubs tried to sign, or Lachlan Lamb as a possible better option. So I understand that as clubs making a decision. What I don't understand is the outward noise and the outward pressure that Kyle Flanagan's copped after the Roosters lost. And I think I spoke about this last week. If we look how good Cooper Cronk was, it was a maybe 8 or 9 time grand finalist. It took Cooper Cronk, you know, it was 4 years before Cooper and Cameron and Billy were good enough to get the Storm to a grand final. So that's, you know, and they never got hurt, them blokes. So that's roughly 100-odd games. Cole's only played 30, 35 games. If you look at Andrew Johns played, I think he started first grade in 94. So he went 94, 95, 96, 97, around 100 games before Knights won their first grand final under Andrew. And that was half a competition. And the Brisbane Broncos rolled out the same side that won the Super League competition that year and won the grand final by 40 the following year, you know. So then Joey was good enough to get the Knights home in 2-0-1 again, you know. And there's probably two of our best halves we've seen. How long did it take Jonathan Thurston to win a grand final with the Cowboys? It's an extremely difficult position to play when you're expected to win. And I just feel that, you know, Kyle Flanagan from the outwards, not Roosters, but the outward noise and the different people being critical of him is very, very unfair. I think he needs to be given, you know, another 40 or 50 games in his career before then people start to say where Kyle Flanagan is going to get to as a player. Now, will he become a very good first grade player that's able to get a team over the line, over the final hump? I'm not prepared to say he will or won't, but what we need to do is give him the opportunity to gain the experience, which appears it may be at another club, and then judge him in 3 years' time. We'll see how Kyle Flanagan's going then.
It's so difficult, isn't it, that position that is so key, those playmaker roles, where you do have to grow into them, you do have to learn, but there's also the expectation of success immediately, isn't there?
Well, at the Roosters, obviously, they're a club who, yeah, they moved Mitchell Pearce, who was obviously a very, very good player and has had a great influence on the Knights, to bring in Cooper Cronk, you know. Cooper Cronk went out, and they brought young Kyle in as their replacement. They also brought young Walker at the same time, who was very, very, you know, a player who many, many clubs wanted to get. And they've got Lachlan Lamb there who showed in his games this year that he's a developing player as well. But, you know, as we know with the Roosters, if they're not playing in grand finals, they're a club that's not happy, which is great. And Kyle would have known that before he went there. And as I said, I understand why the Roosters have told Kyle he's not going to be there because they've just made a decision that they think they've got a better option. I just don't understand all the rest of the noise.
And in terms of the Bulldogs, that's where it seems to be the noise around Kyle Flanagan heading out there. Is that a good fit for him at the moment, do you think?
I would have thought it's a good fit because he's going to get to learn his trade with a team that's going to be allowed to grow. You know, next year there's no pressure on Canterbury to win the grand final or be a top 4 or 5 team. You know, they've got a pretty handy forward pack already. They've just added young Hetherington to it. He's a terrific player and there's room to be taught to other players. So I think that coupled with, you know, Trent's obviously improved, Nathan Cleary's passing game this year's really developed, the way he's working on people's shoulders and moving the defence is far better than any stage of his career. And so Trent's had a good influence on Nathan Cleary. So I think, you know, the less pressure that'll be on him, he'll get coached by someone different. So he's had Trent Robinson, he's had his father, and now he'll get Trent Barrett. Yeah, so all these little different experiences working with different coaches can only help him as well. But I would have thought that move to Canterbury, if that's the way it goes, far less pressure. He gets to learn his trade and grow his game with the team that's allowed to learn its trade and grow as a club as well.
It's a tough old game, isn't it, when, you know, this sort of news, he was delivered by Trent Robinson and his father said he was absolutely gutted, as you would expect for him, a kid who has come through and, you know, playing some good footy. then to be told you're not required. And whatever those reasons, we're going to speak to Brent Reed in a minute, and he'll probably tell us some of the things about, you know, salary cap and so on.
That it's far better to be told it now,
yep,
as opposed to in 6 months where opportunities elsewhere could dry up, you know, because, as I said, the Canterbury one may be a really good opportunity, and now the Roosters could keep him there and keep him to have depth and go with someone else, which is a terrific backup player. So, you know, the Roosters have told him now so he can make that decision. Well, if I'm not going to be here past next year, I'll go to Canterbury and grow with that club, or I'll go elsewhere and grow with that club, as opposed to keep him hanging on, you know. So it's far better coaches giving the player the direct feedback that they need. And that'll only help him grow stronger as well.
That might have something to do with the Roosters salary cap as well, Brownie, this year, with Tedesco asking for, you know, what he's asking for, and the Morris boys re-signed, I think Friend re-signed, and Sam Walker. So they've probably, you know, give him 12 months' notice and said, well, you know, if you can go somewhere else at this point, and we're going to bring someone else through,
right,
and we need the room in the cap.
Contract,
yeah. So he's still got another year there, yeah.
Yeah. The, in terms of the young halfbacks, though, I mean, Sam Walker, Ben Walker's son, he's, everybody says he's a genius. You don't know. We don't know until he starts playing NRL what he's going to bring immediately. How long is that lesson going to take?
Yeah, well, one of the problems we've got for this year is these younger kids that are very gifted players haven't been able to play, have they? They've had no football to play. So the positive for that for young Walker is it would have given the Roosters extra time to work on his body, because he was only a slight build kid. So that's given him extra time to probably work on his body. So, you know, the downside to not playing is the positive he's got to work on his body and build his body up and get stronger. So it may fast track him as far as his physical attributes go. But he's an extremely talented player. But as you said, until they actually get out there and get it done, and you need some things to fall your way.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.